Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Nothing holding me back. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Woo! You made it. And this part of the show is sponsored by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
All right, everyone.
All right,
it's a double plug.
Oh, God.
Forgive me. It's one of those moments.
Friday double plugger.
If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, we just had the fine people from Pets in Need from Redwood City.
Oh, and Chippy.
They brought Chippy in, and we posted a picture of Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Bryn. With Chippy.
Do we look adorable?
You look incredible. I've never seen you look cuter. Oh.
I hope Chippy gets to sleep in a new home tonight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Somebody go pick Chippy up. That poor doggy's so friendly.
Yeah, really
so
nice.
We'd like to remind everyone, tomorrow's National Dog Day, and it's Clear the Shelters Month. So do what you can to support the cause. Also, we'd like to remind everyone that we are in a huge competition against New York, Boston, and L.A. For what, you ask? Soar with Reading. What's that? It's an opportunity for the Bay Area to get 100,000 books. So everyone, please go to Soar with Reading. It's free. All you have to do is spend your time voting. Click on San Francisco. Click on I'm Not a Robot. Click on Vote.
Takes like less than 10 seconds.
Right. And you can do it a million times. There's no limit.
Yeah. We are now 44.7%.
Yeah, even though we're 15% of ahead of second place, we really, really want to cross the 50% mark.
Right. We have until the 31st, so you can vote every day. We'll remind you. I'm sure you'll love that. And please just go and vote. Let's get those books. Why wouldn't we get 100,000 books for kids in need? Every kid should have some books. Oh, reading is the best.
It is the best.
The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice. She's excellent.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Did she say if we're going to play the Fergie song?
I have not heard back about whether or not we'll be enjoying
that. I like that Fergie song.
She's probably driving.
Good.
Yeah. Or in a meeting, or just waking up from Jane rocking out all night at some live show.
Who knows? No, she's a busy girl. Jane has got it going on.
I do know this, though. We're playing the new Fergie song every hour on the hour all day.
No. We're playing the new Taylor Swift song.
Taylor Swift song every hour on the hour.
All day long. You think you missed it? No, you're going to hear it again.
Right.
Every hour.
What did I say, Fergie?
Where you been?
Did I say Fergie?
I actually thought you were being funny.
No,
I didn't realize you.
Just slipped. Yep. Two big pop stars releasing new music, but Taylor Swift, every hour on the hour. Enjoy.
Look what you made me do.
Oh, and people are writing in, too. They love it.
Oh, do they?
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic. Why wouldn't
they?
So
into it.
Yeah. Right said Fred.
I don't know. Anyway, here's what's happening. Some of your friends may be headed out to the desert. Burning Man is starts this weekend and goes all next
week.
Stay
cool out there, you guys, if you're heading out.
College football starts this weekend. Yay! It's holidays time, everyone. We're heading into football and the holidays. It's just a slide.
Yeah.
You know it's going to go fast.
It always does.
Mayweather-McGregor fight is this weekend. And also sort of the alternative to the protest. It's a protest, but it's a love-in with Michael Franti. Happens this Saturday.
Yep.
He'll be playing, and that could be fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Center, 4 o'clock.
If you're feeling bad about the stuff that's happening around the world, it's, you know, nice to know that there's a place you can go and be with like-minded people, inclusive people, open-minded people. Go there and have a good time. Plus, you get to see Michael Franti.
When I was a young man growing up in San Diego.
Oh, you're still a young man, Vinny, but go on.
You're still a young man.
One of the coolest things was that Tijuana was there.
Yeah.
For us to go buy alcohol and party and rage starting at the age of 18.
Oh.
So that was always fun. Here's a story from Tijuana. California teenager says he bought a Bengal tiger cub on the streets of TJ for $300.
Oh, my God.
Normally, it's chicklets. I mean, I don't know.
It is chicklets.
Normally, where on earth did they get that thing?
It's the gum you thought they stopped making
that
years ago. They still make chicklets? Give me a bunch of those.
Oh, you buy them?
They only last like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's all you want is the crunch of the outer, the hard candy shell.
You're done. Of course you buy them. It's some poor kid with a hair lip. You're like, yes, I'll take everything. My
give
God.
Me the box.
You're probably starving. This is awful. Yes, give me the gum.
Yes, I'll buy your tiger cub. Okay. So where on earth did someone get a tiger cub in Mexico to sell on the street
in
the first place?
Well, that's part of the story here. Ooh. So he was arrested when he tried to bring the cub back into the United States in his Chevy Camaro.
He's all, what? I bought it on the street. It's a souvenir.
He was charged with smuggling a Bengal tiger into the United States after U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials found the furry cub lying on the floor of the passenger side of his car during inspection around 1:30 in the morning on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
There were certain weeknights. I'm not even going to pretend to remember which ones they were, but certain weeknights went off better than others. Mm. It might be Wednesday. But anyway, at 1:30 in the morning, there he was with the Bengal tiger cub.
How bizarre. So he's in trouble, not the person who sold it to him. And
well, he said he bought it from someone who was walking a full-size tiger on a leash in TJ.
Oh, my God.
Several.
Is this a common thing?
Bengal tigers have been seized by this year in Mexico.
Oh.
By
so it
authorities.
Is a thing.
It is a thing.
Huh. Oh, Bengal tiger. I mean, aren't tigers even endangered? I mean, it's horrible when a big wild animal like that is someone's pet cat.
I thought you were going to say he stole it from like a drug lord or something.
No. Oh. Well, they do say, so the story goes on to say that back in January, Mexican authorities seized a Bengal tiger in Tijuana after a resident called police to report there's a man walking a tiger down the street on a dog leash. That tiger was only 4 months old and had been living in a private home with children. Because, you know, they figure they'll just train it up. I'll train it up.
Yeah, there's no chance this thing would ever hurt anyone in the family just by playing a little roughly.
I'm the alpha around here, punk. You won't do anything like, you know,
incredible.
Eat us. In April, they
we're not
seized
made of meat or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, who can figure
Mexican
some
circuses
out?
Have been trying to get rid of exotic animals after a law went into effect in 2015 prohibiting such acts.
Oh.
And drug lords in Mexico have also been known to keep big cats as pets. So apparently these things are going around, these things being Bengal tigers.
Incredible that is happening in this day and age.
You saw there's a real famous YouTube video of a guy who was a big drug lord, I think it was in Florida, who had a baby bear, a baby lion, and a baby tiger. And when they...
Oh, my.
You know, threw that guy, I know, right? And they threw him in jail. They're like, what do we do with these? So they gave him to a pet sanctuary. These three animals were raised together, and now they're best friends as adults.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Let me find the video. I'll post it on our Sarah and Vinny
Facebook
page.
Thank you, Hooman.
Well, where are the animals again?
A lion, a tiger, and a bear.
Oh, my.
That's funny.
Back to the eclipse.
Oh.
Yes. You know, we've been hearing the fallout from the eclipse.
People who are now blind.
Of the heart. Yes.
Some people were smart enough to hear the warnings and know that they shouldn't look right at the sun, but weren't smart enough to know that putting sunscreen on your eyeballs was not.
You're kidding me. More than one person did that?
After the eclipse, emergency rooms were having to treat people who'd tried sunscreen on their eyeballs to avoid eye damage from looking at the eclipse.
Darwin in action. Although I guess you're not going to die from that.
No, they say it does. You probably won't wind up with permanent damage from the sunscreen.
But even if you get a little dot of it in your eye, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
But if you did look directly at the sun with sunscreen on, that's not going to do it. So you probably got eye damage from that.
Right.
I know as a young man, the sunscreens were never good enough. They're great now.
Yeah.
You'd put them on, you'd get in the ocean, and they would migrate right to your eyeballs and make you scream. Ah! So you stopped using it. There's no point. I'm not going to. It burns.
Right.
I've just ruined. So you wouldn't use it.
And you've
it.
Had some skin cancer stuff,
oh,
right?
Oh, I would come home burnt and my mom would ground me. Mm. You're done. Mm. For however long it's going to take. I would be so bummed.
Oh, that's the song. Did you think
you're still a young man, Vinny?
Ooh, don't waste your
Who is this? Sounds
Tower
old.
Of Power.
Tower of Power.
Have you been working on this since the Tijuana story?
No, I just grabbed it because she was singing it. I just left it there, and then you were talking about
when you were a young man.
Yeah, I want a story from your youth. You're still a young man.
So I figured I'd just throw it in for you, Zia, in order to make your day.
I randomly say stuff, and Brian always goes,
"Is that a song?
Is that song I look up? Is that something I can look up?
Are you making that up?
Is this a thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. My shoulder is never going to be what it used to be.
But you're still a young man.
Trying. Next story. Here's some things we refuse to give up, even when we're broke.
Oh.
Top of the list is the internet.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. I was
going to
say cigarettes. Yeah,
it's free everywhere. You can go to a cafe or whatever.
Yeah, but you got to have the device that gets the internet.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah, and, you know, it's not everyone wants to go spend their day at work.
Or a cafe or library. Or if you sit next to somebody who's got it free, you can just piggyback off of them. Piggyback off of them.
And he's money bags, by the way, everyone. He's
got
all the money.
He knows all the tricks to getting the free Wi-Fi.
Well, it's just free Wi-Fi.
What?
What are you mumbling?
Yeah, what are you mumbling? We'd love to hear the details.
It's free Wi-Fi. It's like, you know, it's throwaway. It doesn't really matter. Does it?
I have seen. Is it Mozilla that puts out ads that says food, water, shelter, internet? It's
one of the big ones. People need their internet access.
I don't think they do, though. I actually see that ad and I think, no, you're wrong. I love the internet. It's useful.
Sure.
But up there with food, water, and shelter, I don't think so.
Where else am I going to get those things if not on the internet? I get everything I need on the internet.
Like a new hierarchy of needs to be invented.
That's what they're saying with their ad. Okay, whatever. Fine. Here are the top 10 things parents are worrying about right now. You know, as they're all going back to school, I guess.
Right.
Bullying and cyberbullying top the list.
Yeah.
That's right there at the top.
You just don't want your
parents.
Kid to get crushed like that.
Well, and everyone who dealt with it, and I'm reading it right now, and there's some bullying in that book, and it does bring back that feeling you have where some kid wants to kill you, and you can't figure out why. Why? What did I ever do to you besides cross your path?
Pit of your stomach, like,
and
oh,
not
God.
Even, I mean, I didn't even look at you. I was just walking by. What is your deal?
Someone who just picks you out to torture.
I blame bad parents.
A lot of times bullying does come from being bullied at home.
No.
All right. Well, yeah, those kids are probably being tortured at home by their parents and therefore
taking it out on people.
In fact,
they can take
that's
it
exactly what's happening in the book It. Mm. The boy who's picking on everybody. Is
he the refrigerator dog guy?
This story with the refrigerator? I haven't gotten there yet. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you sure it's this book?
No. It's a Stephen King book. I thought it was in It, but maybe not.
I haven't gotten there yet.
What's the correlation with the clown thing?
The clown is it. It is more than the clown. But the clown is the shape it takes to appear to these children.
One of the shapes. One,
yes.
What are the other
really,
shapes?
Really anything that it wants to be.
And
but
it's
just,
evil.
Oh, it's that is what it is. It's pure evil.
But from a distance, they look at... Is that a clown?
In the sewer?
Am I looking at a clown right now? With balloons?
Does it ever appear like as a chihuahua or a
no?
It could
sloth.
Though if it wanted to. But the thing about it is it's eternal. I think, didn't you say the beginning of the book talks about Derry thousands of
it
years
It comes
before?
Back every 27 years.
Okay. Mm.
How about like a chimpanzee?
It's like a comet or some kind of satellite.
Right. And has been coming back from beginning of time or something. It's eternal.
Yuck. Evil. Anyway, parents are worried about bullying and cyberbullying, internet safety, stress. Your kids really stressed?
My kids get pretty stressed out, especially my younger one. He has such a tough time in school.
He grinds on it pretty hard.
It's really difficult for him. Every kid faces their challenges, though, and their, you know, stress is...
Well, some have more than others, though. That's
true. But, you know, school can be... Just school in general, the whole social scene, it's all, you know... And sometimes there's things that they put pressure on themselves that you go, you don't have to worry about that.
I know.
But they can't help them, so they're worried about something that you're like, that can be... I can worry about that for you if someone needs to worry about it, but it's not... You know, kids, yeah, I think they have a lot of stress. There's a lot
of expectations. I ask my kid almost every day, what is your job? Play and learn. That's her job.
Right.
And I only want her to think of those things because when I hear some kids and how they're grinding, and even growing up, I had a really fun time. And that's what being a kid should be.
I agree.
100%. I think, anyway. I mean, you've got plenty of time to be overloaded with tasks.
Save that for grown-up time.
Where you're on your list of tasks, and you're by 5 in the afternoon, you're like, did I just spend a whole day of my life doing crap?
I think as a kid, what I worried about most was, like, was my dad going to make it home? I used to worry about my dad.
You did?
Yeah. I just remember just every day just praying for my dad
that
he was going to be okay, going to work. He was going to
be weird.
Really?
Home. Yeah.
That's so strange. I felt like my dad was sort of a rock. Like it was, I never really questioned whether he'd be home or not. Mm-hmm. But you, with him as a single parent, that must have been a whole other paradigm.
Yeah, maybe. And like when he'd go out at night.
I'd be like, what I just thought of when you said that was take care of him. Oh,
make
is
sure
he gonna pick up
home.
Some lady and
oh,
not
no,
come
she
home?
Didn't care about that.
Just his safety. I didn't care about the ladies he brought home. I could care less about that. His safety is what I worried about.
Hmm.
Did the boys worry like that too, or was that just you?
I don't think the boys probably worried about it. If they did, they never told me. But, yeah.
Hmm. Worrying about your dad coming home. Hmm. It can be stressful. I mean, look, whatever a kid is worried about adds stress to their lives.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have that, I don't think. I mean, anyway. Our text number is 800-400-3697, an especially thick pile today, and I don't have much time on this break, but I'll get them on the other side. Vinny, you just said my whole weekend, going to the rally on Saturday, then watching the fight that night. On Sunday, I head to Bern while listening to the Virginia Tech game. Hell yeah! Rock on, my friends.
You really did hit all four corners of that guy's weekend.
Yep. Thank you for talking about pet adoption today. Adopt, don't shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little doggy or kitty out there. Just would love to be in your family.
650 says, we live near pets in need. The volunteers are amazing. They're so happy when they walk the dogs, and they always clean up after them.
They're very, the girls who came in today just couldn't have been sweeter. Big smiles on their faces, loving that dog up.
It's a great facility there, Pets in Need. Really nice and clean. The people are super sweet.
I'll read more stuff you said. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.